Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
What's your risk number? Find your true north. On the Vantage Point with True North Wealth Partners podcast, you'll find financial tips, insights, and information to help you plan for your future. True North Wealth Partners has locations in Dublin and Wooster, Ohio, while serving clients nationwide. Dedicated to God, country, clients, and family. To learn more about the Vantage Point with True North Wealth Partners podcast, visit mytruenorthwp.com. That's mytruenorthwp.com. True North Wealth Partners. Welcome home.
Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Quick reminder that registration is still open for my executive leadership program. So if you have a business and you want to grow and scale that business into something that you can do full time, something that will provide for your family, something that is really honoring God and what the vision is that He gave you for your business. And if you ever wanted to work with me on making that happen, I want to tell you about my program. So you can go to the link in the show notes where you'll learn all about my program. It's called She Is Uncompromising, and I'm going to be working with you over the next few months to build the foundation of your business. I know a lot of times we hear people talking about how to market on social media, how to make more sales, all of these different things, but the executive planning, the foundation of your business, is what's going to build long-term systems that makes your success predictable, that makes it something that is not labor intensive, and something, again, that's going to build that foundation and that legacy and that generational wealth that you want to build for your family. So to learn more, click the link in the show notes. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, and I cannot wait to see you there. Let's start the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. So in today's video, we're going to be talking about who should you hire? Interns, contractors, or full-time employees. So let's take a second to go over each. So an intern is someone who is either a college student or a trainee, someone who's inexperienced, who works at your company for a set period of time to develop certain skills in exchange for experience and mentorship. An independent contractor is someone who comes in and provides specific services as a non-employee, so you don't have to pay taxes or give them benefits or anything like that. And of course, a full-time employee is someone who comes in who you want to grow with your company, where they get salary, benefits, compensation, whatever you decide to put in your compensation package, but they work for your company and you absorb those benefit costs and of course the taxes and things of that nature. So who should you hire? And when? Now, when you're hiring an intern, you want to make sure that you have the capacity to be able to provide that mentorship. So they're inexperienced, they maybe get an education in something, but they haven't applied it yet. Or they may be making some type of career switch, and so they're looking to gain knowledge and experience. So you want to make sure that you have the time to be able to pour into them and teach them valuable skills that they can then take into the workforce or back as they continue their education. Now, it's good to hire interns if you're in a situation to where, let's say they are in social media or something like that. Now, if you're not able to invest financially, an intern may be the best for you because you're giving them time more so than giving them money. Now, that can also come with some issues. So I would suggest you're hiring interns to hire interns who are working for you in exchange for college credit. because now that's something very valuable that they need to work towards because they want to pass that class. But if otherwise, because they're not getting paid, you may not get that work ethic. You may have a lot of issues and things of that nature, and you're spending a lot of time pouring into someone who may not be producing. So them being in school and working in exchange for college credit, that then incentivizes them to do a good job because they want to make sure that they pass that class. So that's a way to make sure that you get the best out of somebody without having to necessarily pay them well. Having that incentive, like they need college credit, would be a good place to start. Now, you can find an intern, of course, through online forums like Chegg.com or internship.com, these places, but I would go as far as maybe even reaching out to local universities and colleges directly, so that way you know that they need college credit because you talk to their dean or chair or something like that. Now, independent contractors. So we talked about what that is. You should hire independent contractors where you need specific services completed and you're not looking to have them grow with your company for a long period of time. Now, that you can contract with them for a long period of time, but they're not somebody that is really involved in a day-to-day, but you're essentially outsourcing a task to them to get done. So for example, people hire us to market and manage their podcast. The podcast is essential to, of course, their business growth, but it's not essential to their day-to-day business activities. So we don't need to be hired for their company. They can just basically outsource it to us and we take care of it. And they just pay us our rate. They don't have to worry about paying taxes or benefits or anything like that. So if you have some specific area of your business that you want to outsource, but it's not necessary to build an internal team with, then independent contractor is a way to go. Also, if you want to keep your costs down, it's a lot of costs that you don't have to deal with when you have an independent contractor versus a full-time employee. Now, when it comes to finding independent contractors, I would say go to places like Upwork, Fiverr, to find people who are really skilled at certain things that are lower costs usually that you can outsource to. And of course, if it's specific things like digital marketing or podcasting or YouTube or something like that, of course, you can find someone or a company who is skilled in meeting the goals that you have for those platforms. But for things like getting a logo done or social media posting or basic brandings or presentation design, things of that nature, or editing the podcast or whatever, a place like Fiverr would be really good and inexpensive, or Upwork would be really good and inexpensive as well to hire an independent contractor. Now, lastly, a full-time employee. So this is when you put your executive hat on.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
To decide who you need to hire and when and if full-time employee is the option for you. So a full-time employee is someone who works full-time at least 40 hours a week with your company in exchange for an annual salary and then benefits. So maybe healthcare, dental, any other type of creative benefits that you come up with to offer them. Now, of course, you are responsible for, and this is the most expensive option because you're responsible for the salary, and you're also responsible for all of the expenses that come along with payroll and their benefits and things of that nature. In my opinion, when you need a full-time employee is when you've reached capacity with everything else. So you use the contractors and you are the only one working full-time. You've done what you need to do to grow the business. Now you kind of need somebody who's dedicated to and whose 9-to-5 job is one specific role in your business so that the business can go to another level. So let's say you need to hire a full-time salesperson. So you're good at making the connections, maybe being the subject matter expert or the person whose face is in everything, but you need someone whose job is dedicated to closing those deals because that's going to take the business to the next level. It'll be a great opportunity at that point to hire a full-time salesperson, maybe some type of commission, and incentivize them, of course, based off of how many deals that they close. For us, I knew that I needed marketing to be full-time because it's a lot of work to be done in the business, right? It's a full-time job to manage the workload of Anchor Media. And there's no way that I could manage the workload of Anchor Media and grow Anchor Media. Hiring interns would be more chaotic because I don't have the time to pour into anybody else to, in exchange for work for free. I just need the work done. Right? Independent contractors might have been cool in some instances, but again, they're just taking care of a specific section of the business. I needed somebody who was going to be dedicated to growing the company, right? So we have contractors who do a lot of the marketing tasks now. We have contractors who do our account manager, the contractor. So she manages our customer relationship. But our marketing manager is full time because now, you know, her job is to make sure that the company is growing, right? So I'm doing the same thing. But for me, I'm also the face. So I have to speak. I have to go different places and record the podcast and things of that nature. So I have to split my time between being the talent and being the executive in the company, but I needed someone who 100% dedicated to growing this company and working with me and taking it to a new level. And so having that day-to-day right-hand man in this instance for me was the most beneficial for the company, and the expense was a no-brainer. So the same thing for you, just based off of where you are, what you need, and of course, the definitions and the box you have to work in with each option, choose what's best for you. And you may start with interns. And that's how I've been over the years. I started with interns, made some more money, then I had to go to independent contractors, made some more money, reached capacity where I was able to do at that level. Now it was time to do full time. And so once we get to the level, the capacity right now, the full time we have now, we'll hire even more full time. And also think about the big picture goals of the business. I'm building a media conglomerate, right? So I'm trying to build a huge corporation of many parts. I'm going to need many full-time people. I'm personally not building a business that I may have one or two employees. I'm building a company where the big picture is to have hundreds of employees in multiple locations. And so for me, full-time is a no-brainer because I understand where we're going. So the same thing for you. Know where you're going to, what the goal is, and then use the wisdom that you have for where you are to decide which one that you need. And we'll be talking about this and so much more at our free training we have coming up. It's called From Entrepreneur to Executive. It's an executive leadership training hosted by me, happening on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to blessedandbossedup.com/training to register. It's live. You'll be able to ask me any questions. We have a ton to go over. So make sure you join us. And when you register, you actually get a free business budget planning template. So we talked about how a lot of this stuff costs money. You're definitely going to need a budget. So you'll be able to download that as soon as you register. And I can't wait to see you there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. See you in the next one.
Robinhood is an investing platform that helps serious investors with their financial goals by giving them the tools to run their money on their terms, so you can make power moves in your power suit, even if that power suit might be fuzzy slippers or an oversized sweatshirt. But hey, that's what makes you you. Run your money with Robinhood. Learn more on Robinhood.com/podcasts. Stocks and ETFs offered by Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC. Crypto offered by Robinhood Crypto LLC. All investing involves risk.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.